So in this week's Parsha, we find a pasuk that I think I'd like to focus a little bit on, because I think it's something that very much we think about and talk about all the time. It's very much in our minds and in our hearts. The pasuk in Perek Yudalet, pasuk Yudchet, says, "Umalki tzedek melech shalem hotzi lechem v'yayin v'hu kohen le'el elyon." Malki tzedek came out with bread and wine, and he's the Kohen Le'el Elyon. And basically what had happened, Avram had just completed this war, the four kings against the five kings, and he emerged victorious. And Malki Tzedek, the king of Shalem, he goes out and he greets Avraham with bread and wine. The question is, who is Malki Tzedek? And Rashi there comments, Malki Tzedek, Medrash Agada, Hu Shem Ben Noach. Who is Malki Tzedek? He's Shem, the son of Noach. Lechem v'yayin, kach osim ligiyei melchama, v'herelo she'in b'libo alav al sheharag epanav. So two things. First of all, why does he bring him out bread and wine? Because Avraham had just fought war, and this is what you do to someone who comes back weary or exhausted from war. You bring them out food. And furthermore, he made this gesture to show him, you know, Avraham, I'm not angry with you, I'm not upset with you that you killed my son, because Kedar La'Omer was the king of Elim, and Elim was one of the children of Shem. Avram killed him. So therefore, Shem was showing him, I'm not upset with you, you know, that you killed my son in this battle. Umedrash Agada, Ramaz lo al haminchot v'al hanesachim sheyakrivu sham banav. He was alluding to, in the future, there that Avraham would bring nesachim and minchot in this place, the certain karbanos. And actually, the source of this medrash is Bereshis Rabbah, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Helchos Kahuna Gedola Gilalo Lechem Ze Lechem Apanim V'yayin Elu Anesachim. So one opinion is he actually showed him the halachos of the Kahuna Gedola. What was the Lechem? Lechem means he taught him about the Lechem Apanim. What was the Yayin? The Nesachim, the libations. V'Rabbanan Amri Torah Gilalo Shnemar Lechu Lachmu B'lachmi V'shatu B'yayin Mesachti. So basically, another opinion is no, he revealed to him Torah. So we say Malki Tzedek is the king. He's known as the king of Shalem. What is Shalem? The Ibn Ezra and the Ramban write, he Yerushalayim. Shalem is Yerushalayim. So Malki Tzedek, Shem ben Noach, was the king of Yerushalayim, which makes sense now based on what we just read in Rashi, that he hinted to him that in this place he was going to bring the future Nesachim and the Minchot. And that is what the Rabban, the Mefarshim say. So the question is, if Shalem is the original name of Yerushalayim, then how did Yerushalayim get her name? And the Medrash Rabbah explains to us how Yerushalayim came about, how this name came to be. It says, Avram kara oso yira, shene emar vayikra Avram shem hamakom hahu Hashem yira'eh. So Avraham had originally called the name of Yerushalayim Hashem yira'eh. Shein kara oto shalem. Shein called it shalem. Shine amar umalki tzedek melech shalem. Amar kadosh baruch hu. So Hashem says, im ani kore oto yira kishem shekaroso Avraham. Shem adam tzadik mitraim. V'im kore ani oto shalem. Avram ish tzadik mitraim. So Avram, Hashem was in this dilemma. If I call the place yira'eh based on what Avram Avinu called it, Shame's a tzaddik, he's going to feel bad, he'll be upset. And if I call it Shalem, like Shame called it, then Avram the tzaddik, he's going to be upset, he'll feel badly. So what is Hashem going to do? Ella hareini koreoto Yerushalayim, kimosha karushnehem yera'ah Shalem, Yerushalayim. Okay? So basically Hashem takes the yera'ah of Avraham and the Shalem of Shame, and he combines it, and we have Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. Oh, according to Perush Rashi there, Yaru is the same in Gematria as Yireh, right? The Aleph and the Hey becomes a Vav, it becomes six. One and Hey is, one and five is six. So therefore, to make it fit, it's Yerushalayim, okay? And the Tosfos bring this Medrash and he adds to it, Lekach ein anu notnim yud b'Yerushalayim beid lamid lamem al shem shalem. It is therefore, says the Tosfos, that if you look in Tanakh, it's not referred to as Yerushalayim, but rather it's referred to as Yerushalayim. Actually, there's only five places out of the many, many in Tanakh that it's referred to as Yerushalayim. It's really in Tanakh, we say, like, remember in the Haftorah, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. It's always called Yerushalayim because really we're taking the name of Abraham and we're taking the name of Shem and we're combining it to Yerushalayim. So if this is the case, that Yerushalayim is the real name, and that's the combination of Yira and Shalim, then why in Torah Shvah Peh and in the Gemara and all the Midrashim and in our Tfilos that we say numerous times a day, do we refer to this place as Yerushalayim? Why don't we refer to it as Yerushalayim? So the Megala Amukos in Parshas Naso says, Nitosva Yud Shel Yerushalayim Shehu Rosh Shel Shem Ben Dalet. We add the Yud, because that is the first letter of Hashem's four-letter name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. We add the Yud of Hashem's name in there. So the name of Yerushalayim with the Yud hints to that it's from Hashem, meaning Hashem is the one who combines Yira and Shalem, and therefore we take the Yud from Hashem's name and we make it Yerushalayim. Okay. But Rav Pinchas Friedman in a Sefer Shvilei Pinchas brings another answer. He quotes the Rabbeinu Bachaye in Parshas Chukas, and he says, really, the name of the city is Yerushalayim, like we said, which is Yachud, singular. However, we find five places in Tanakh that Yerushalayim is written Malay, it's written plural, right, with the Yud. Like we say, Einayim, that means two eyes. Aznayim, the Yud Mem, means plural, means double. And he says that the plural form hints to the Yerushalayim Shalmata, the lower Yerushalayim, the Yerushalayim that's in our world, which is directed towards the Yerushalayim Shalmala, the upper Yerushalayim, like it says in the Gemara in Tainus, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo avo b'Yerushalayim Shalmala, ad she'avo l'Yerushalayim Shalmata, umi eka Yerushalayim Lamala, in dechtiv Yerushalayim habnuya k'she'ir, ki'ir she'chabur l'yachta, right? How do we, Hashem says, I'm not coming to the Yerushalayim Shalmala until it has to be sort of combined, the Yerushalayim Shalmala with the Yerushalayim Shalmata. That's when I'm going to come. And we know this from the Pasuk in Tehillim that we say, Yerushalayim Habniyah, the built Yerushalayim is Ki'ir Shachubra Le'achtav, is a connected city, is a city that is connected together, meaning the Yerushalayim Shalmala, the upper Yerushalayim, with the Yerushalayim Shalmata, with the lower Yerushalayim. So it seems that there are two Yerushalayims. We have this Yerushalayim Shalmala and the Yerushalayim Shalmata that are connected together. And we see this in the fact that Yerushalayim is written in the plural form, with the Yud Mem at the end. However, in our state of Galus, the Yerushalayim Shalmala is missing from the Yerushalayim Shalmata. And therefore, it's referred to as Yerushalayim. How in the Lashon Yachid. However, when it comes to the holy city of Yerushalayim, when it's directed, the Yerushalayim Shalmata is directed towards the Yerushalayim Shalmala, the Yud is added to take on the plural form, meaning these two Yerushalayims are joined, and it is therefore in our Tfilos that we refer to Yerushalayim Malay, we refer to Yerushalayim with the Yud Mem, we say v'Yerushalayim ircha barachem imtashav, because what is our deepest desire? Our deepest desire when we pray that we return to Yerushalayim is that Hashem should return to the Yerushalayim Shalmata and connect it once again with the Yerushalayim Shalmala. And therefore, once again, it will be Yerushalayim in plural. And therefore, whenever we refer to Yerushalayim in our tfilos, we refer to it in this plural form because that is what we want. We want the Yerushalayim Shalmala and the Yerushalayim Shalmata to once again be connected. We want this plural form. But what was behind the mindset of Abraham and of Shem that they saw it fit to call such a place Yira and Shalem? So much so that if Hashem would have called it either one, it would have upset the other. I think to better understand this, we have to look back at the tefillah of Abraham surrounding this naming of Hashem Yira'ev. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah writes, Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yira'ev, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Amar lufana ribona olamim b'shasha amartali kachna es bincha es yichidka hayali malashiv. Right. So when Avram is calling this place Hashem Yira'eh, Avram turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says to him, Hashem, when you said to me, take your one, your only, your beloved son, right? I had what to respond to you. I had one to offer back. Edmol amarta ki biyitzchak ki karei lachazera v'achshav kachna es bincha v'gomer. Yesterday, Hashem, you said to me, Yitzchak is going to be your future. He's going to be your Zerah. And today you tell me to bring him up as a korban? V'chas v'shalom lo asiti kim. But heaven forbid I did not say such. Ela kavashti rachmi lasot ratoncha. But I captured my pity and I in order to do your will, Hashem. Yihira tzoma fenecha Hashem Elokeinu. B'sha'a she'ayu banav shel Yitzchak ba'im lidei averot u'masim ra'im. Tehenis kar lehem osaha akeda v'tamalei aleihem rachamim. So Avram says, that's his tefillah. Hashem, when the children of Yitzchak come and they sin and they're not so perfect and they're involved in things that are not so good, please remember the akeda and have a lot of mercy on them, like I did in the same place. So what is Hashem Yira'eh talking about? Hashem Yira'eh is Hashem should see. What should Hashem see? Hashem should see Har HaMoriah. Hashem should see the Makom of the Akedah, the place where Abraham was able to do such a thing. And then the Medrash continues. Avram karoto Yira, shenemar vayikra Avram shem amakum ha'hu Hashem Yira'eh. Shem karoto shalem, shenemar umalki tzedek melech shalem. So it's based on this that we can say, Shem ben Noah, who was the king of Yerushalayim, held on to the midah of din, of judgment. He said, since Yerushalayim is the palace of the king, right? A person who comes to such a place, you have to be shalem. You have to be complete. You have to come with the ultimate completeness. Because it's inappropriate to come to the king wearing sackcloth. Meaning what? Sackcloth of sins and chataim and evil doings, right? That is what the pasuk means when it says in Bereishis, Vayavo Yaakov shalem ir Shechem. Yaakov came shalem, complete to ir Shechem. And what does Rashi comment there? Shalem begufo, shalem bemamono, shalem betorah. So he came complete in all aspects of his life, in his body, in his money, in his Torah, etc. But Abraham, on the other hand, is the Baal Chesed. And he included in his prayer and the naming of Yerushalayim this quality of Chesed. Hashem Yira'eh. B'sha'a she'yu banav shel Yitzchak ba'im lidei averot u'masim ra'im. Tehein iskar lahem ota akeda v'temalei aleihem rachamim. That even in Yerushalayim, even in this place of Hashem's palace, Hashem will be slow to anger by activating his mercy, his midas harachamim, and waiting until Bnei Yisrael are able to do tshuva shlema. We see this idea referenced in the fact that shame is called Malki Tzedek. Shame is called the king of Tzedek. And the Pesach Eliyahu says, Tzedek yediya de'ihu din. Tzedek is din. Therefore, in the Pesach in Yeshayahu, speaking about Yerushalayim, says Tzedek Yalinba. Yerushalayim is a place that what? That Tzedek resides, that righteousness resides. The Zohar explains Tzedek Yalinba, Tava Eishekoch Gzari Dedinan, Yatermi Kol Shar Itri. Meaning in Yerushalayim there are more Gzeros of Din than in any other place. We know this, that if you do an Avera, if you insult the king in front of his face, it's far harsher than if you do it somewhere else. So therefore, in Yerushalayim, there is a higher level of din. Shame felt. You have to come to Yerushalayim shalem. You need to have this midah of din in Yerushalayim because that is the place of the Beis HaMikdash. That is the place of Hashem's palace. And therefore, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, because of the hanhaga, the behavior in Yerushalayim, is with midas hadin. Melech Shalem. Shame called Yerushalayim shalem to hint at the fact that in such a place you have to act b'shlemus. You have to act in this complete way, in this extremely dignified way, being in front of the king. And it is based on this that we can actually explain the second half of the pasuk. Right? We say Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin, and Rashi first explains Kach Osim Liyigei Melchama. This is what we do to someone who comes back weary from war. But then he adds on, Ve'er'elo, she'ein b'libo olav, al she'erag epanav. That he showed him that what? He has nothing in his heart that he killed his sons. So we see how far shame's approach actually extends. It's not only that shame was not upset in his heart that Avram killed his sons, but on top of that, he brought him bread and water. Meaning that shame, Malki Tzedek, acted with Midas Hadin. Since his sons did not follow the ways of the Torah, he had no hatred towards Avram for killing them in the war, based on Din. Meaning, Shame understood. His kids acted inappropriately, and Avram, based on Din, killed him. This was his midah, and so therefore there's no ill will even in his heart. There's no negative feeling that he did that. So much so because what? Shame's midah was Din, and therefore shame called Yerushalayim. This was his approach. Shalim. It's based on this we can understand what Hashem said. Imani koreoto yira kashem shekoreoto Avraham. If I call it yira like Avraham did, which means that even if Mei Yisrael do not act in shleimus, Hashem will have rachamim on them. That shema adam tzadik mitra'im. Shame is going to be insulted. Why? Because shame's approach is what midas hadin. Shame's approach is that you have to act a certain way, especially in Yerushalayim. But if I call it just Shalem, then Avram Avinu is going to be upset. He's going to feel badly because what? Avram Avinu is the Baal Chesed. Avram's nature is that he is this of Chesed and this of Rachamim. And he davened Hashem that he should have Rachamim on Bnei Israel even if they are not yet acting B'Shleimut. Therefore, Hashem called it Yerushalayim, combining the name of Yira from Avraham with the name of Shalim from Shame, as if to say, even if man is not Bishlemus, even if a person comes to Yerushalayim not complete, not there yet, Hashem sees the Akedah and has Rachamim. But know that the ultimate purpose and the ultimate goal is what? Is that man should raise himself up to be Shalim. He should come to reach the ultimate Shlemus. If he's not there yet, Hashem will wait with Rachamim. He's going to remember the Akedah, Hashem Eira'eh. But what we need to try to get to is this Shalem. And therefore, Hashem combined Yira and Shalem. But then, why did Hashem place the name of Avraham, Yira, before the name of Shame? Especially since Shame comes before Avraham. So the Yefet Tohar on the Medrash explains, Vekdim Shame Shal Avraham L'Shem Shal L'Shel Shame Yishem Da Avraham Hayat Tzadik Tafei Shame. Simply why? Because Avram was a bigger tzaddik, and therefore his name came first. But I think based on what we just said, we can understand it a little differently. Rashi in Bereishis, by the creation of the world, he states, Shebetchila ala b'machshava levrato b'midas hadin, v'ra'a she'en ha'olam mitkayim, v'ekdim midas harachamim, v'shatfa l'midas hadin. Originally, when Hashem created the world, he sought to create the world with din, right? With judgment, but he saw that such a world could not exist. We can't have a world just based on din. And so therefore, what did Hashem put before din? He added the rachamim before the din. And along the same lines, Hashem did the same thing here by putting Avram's name before Shame. He puts the midas hachesed, the midas harachamim of Avraham before the midas hadin of Shame. But I think there's another way that we can understand the name of Yerushalayim. And that's based on the commentary of the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayera. The Meshech Chachma, commenting on the Akedah, he explains. I'll read some of it inside because it's very beautiful. V'ha'inyan d'shem haya b'dor ha'mabel, v'ya b'teva, v'zan u'parnes kol ha'nevra'im sham b'teva, v'ikar haya l'takein hamidos v'hapulo, shehima hayu mushchatim, sheshlis kol basar darko, u'mle'a aretz chamas, v'kol limudo haya l'takein hamidos v'tochnos b'chochai. Shame lived when? In the Dor HaMabel. What was the Dor HaMabel? They went wayward. It was full of corruption, of violence. What was Shame's challenge? His challenge was to repair the traits and the characteristics of all the creatures, right? The world was so corrupt that even the animals went wayward. The people were corrupt. There was violence. There was stealing, etc. The generation lacked appropriate behavior and interaction between man and man. And so Shame was charged in fixing this, right? We say that, what did Shame do on the table the whole time? He was involved in taking care of all different animals. That was what he was supposed to do, repair the relationship and the interaction between creations. V'zeh moresh shalim, shehu moresh shekol ha-min ha-enoshi hu adam echad, v'kol echad hu eiver me'everei ha-adam ha-gadol, v'kol echad netzrich l'chaveiro, mushpa u'mashpia zeh mizeh, yecholim ke'echad nos'im kiyum min ha-enoshi minotrav. This is the meaning of shalim, which indicates that what? All humankind is one person, one body. And every individual is one organ in the collective man. Each needs each other. Each influences and is influenced by the other. And all of them together maintain the existence of humankind and its eternity. It is with this approach that man can correctly interact with his fellow man, right? Shalem. If we view it that we are all part of one body, just like the right arm doesn't hurt the left arm, just like the brain is not trying to hurt the knee or the heart or the kidney, so too I have to interact with my fellow man in a similar fashion. And it's with this in mind that we come to perfecting Bein Adam L'Chaviro. And that was shame. Amnam, Abraham, Hitpalsach Me'od B'Chachma, V'Lomad Kol Zrachei HaTawim, V'Tvakech Imahem, V'Chakar B'Sichlo, Ki Yesh Hashem Echad Mashkiach Al HaKol, V'Lomasar Hashkachato HaKochavim. But Abraham, he inquired deeply into wisdom, right? And he studied all the ways of those who are mistaken. He argued with them and concluded that there is only one God who watches over everything and who never conveyed a supervision to the heavenly bodies as those who worship Avodah Zarah think. Avram lived when? In the generation of Dor HaPlugah, the generation that attempted to attack God, a generation steeped in idolatry. He succeeded in stemming the tide of idolatry and what? And spreading monotheism. This was Avram Avinu. Thus, what did he call this holy place? Hashem Yira'eh, meaning Hashem sees and watches over. There is a God in this world, and He is very much involved. His name of Yerushalayim signifies the aspect of Bein Adam L'Makom, the connection with God. And we can see this as well in the story surrounding the naming of Yerushalayim. Avram finishes an intense war, and shame comes to him with bread and water, as Rashi comments, right? Such is done for the ones who are tired and exhausted from war. Shame's involvement is taking care of his fellow man, and thus, this influences his naming of Yerushalayim. Avraham is involved with the ultimate test, sacrificing his beloved only son for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, the ultimate expression of Bein Adam L'Makom, and thus, this influences his naming of Yerushalayim. We can now understand Hashem's dilemma in naming his holy city. Which character trait should he emphasize? Should he emphasize Shem's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro or Abraham's Bein Adam L'Makom? Hashem answered that both Shem and Abraham are correct. Both the Bein Adam L'Makom and the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro are necessary, and therefore Hashem merged both concepts into one name, emphasizing the indispensability of both aspects of Avodas Hashem. Both aspects are fundamental in our Avodas Hashem and in the Beis HaMikdash. And if we lack either, we can lose the Yerushalayim that we have. Chazal tell us that one of the reasons the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was Avodah Zarah, a violation of Bein Adam L'Makom. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of what? Because of Sinas Chinam, a violation of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Only when we have both components will we merit having Yerushalayim in its entirety. How then can we understand, based on the Meshech Chachma, why the name of Yira of Avraham precedes that of Shem? Because remember, we said that Avraham came after Shem, so really the name of Shem should come first. And the answer is, I think, that it's because our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro must be anchored in Bein Adam L'Makom. Our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, our interactions between each other, between man and man, must be influenced by our Bein Adam L'Makom, our Yiras Hashem. And thus, the name Yira, signifying our Bein Adam L'Makom, comes first. It all has to be stemmed from that. In fact, this is what Avraham says to Avimelech in next week's Parsha. Avraham and Sarah traveled to Gerar. This is in next week's Parsha, Vayera. Avraham tells the people there that what? Sarah is his sister. And so what happens? Avimelech takes Sarah because Sarah is his sister. Hashem comes to Avimelech that night in a dream and tells him, Hin chameda ha'isha asher lekachta, v'hibu las baal. You are going to die because of the woman you took. Because why? She is married. So the next morning, Avimelech calls Avraham and he asks him, Mara isa ki asises hadavar hazeh. What did you see that you did this thing? Why would you do this? You told me that she's your sister, so I took her, and now I'm in big trouble. What does Avraham respond? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomar Avraham ki amarta amarti rak ein yiras elokim b'makom hazeh v'harguni al dvar ishti. He says, there's no fear of God in this place, and I will be killed on the account of my wife. The Malbim there explains, Hodialo shegam im nir'eh ish o am shehu filosof gadol v'chachak lo nimusim yisharim vehergil et atzmo b'midos tovos al pi atzas sichlo v'hu oseh mishpat utzdaka hakol al pi atzas sichlo. So he said, Avram says, it could be that there's a person. The Malbim says, it could, what is Avram saying? It could be that there's a person or a nation that's philosophical, right? And they have nimusim yisharim. They're very mannerly, and they have fine midos. But it's all based on what? Their seichel, and they do mishpat and staka. But everything is based on their own seichel, their own mindset. B'chol zeh. Lo nuchal levtoch ala ish hahu o ha'am hahu shebeish tisatohu tavaso lasot ra shetamid vegavar al sechlo al tavato ki behefech eit ve'er bo eish tavato al ish eschein o hon re'eu be'ein ro'eh oz gam sechlo melach sholel lertoch l'ne'of lasot kora. Basically what? That you can't trust such a person, because at that minute that the taiva, that the desire is going to be there, his intellectual capacity is not going to be able to overcome his great desire. And therefore what? Even if he's the finest person, and even if he's philosophical and he has all these manners, it's not going to help him at that point, because everything is coming from his own Seichel. Rak koach echad nimsa b'nefesh ha'adam asher bo nuchal levtoch shelo nechta. V'hu midas hayira hashtula b'nefesh ad shememena yistaev si'if echad shehu yiras elokim. Basically what? There's only one thing, that one midah that can help a person in such a situation. The finest of the fine. And that is yiras elokim. Eight simalei ha'nefesh miyiras elokim ha'mashkif al niglo v'nistarav v'hat sofeh al kol ma'asav az gam eight yigaber alav yitro yirei v'yivosh me'hamelech ha'gadol haro'eh kol ma'asav yizeher me'asora. When a person is filled with yiras elokim, he understands that Hashem sees everything, both what is revealed and what is hidden. Hashem is watching all of his actions. And then when he's overcome by his yetzer hara, he's going to be fearful and embarrassed that Hashem sees, and he will be careful not to do it. Otherwise, what's the deterrent? If there's nothing larger than yourself, there's nothing watching, there's no God, then who's to say I have to act a certain way? And at that point, my desires can overcome me. Va'al zeh amar ki amarti hagam shara'iti amcha shehem ba'ali midos tovos osim mishpatot tzedaka v'lo ra'iti bam shum dofi rak chisor nechad she'ein yiras elokim b'makom hazeh ki ei eshar sheyeh bam yiras elokim rak im ma'aminim b'hashgacha pratis she'Hashem ro'eh v'yodeh u'mashgich al kol alilot mitzad gever lo im va'amar she'olam kadmon u'mitnahag b'derech hateva v'harguni al dvar ishti lo uchal levtoch bam she'eit yiru isha yafa v'tevear bam eish taiva lo yuchlu lechvosh et yitram v'yahargu oso achar shelo yiru elokim haseichel levado v'nimusim hasichliyim lo yamdu b'pnei zroos hataiva. So what is Avraham saying? He says to Abimelech, yeah, it's true that you have a fine group of people here, and you run your town, you run your city based on tzedek and mishpat, but there's just one thing lacking. There's no yiras elokim in this place, and therefore you can't be trusted, because what? Only people who believe in hashgacha pratis, only people who believe in a God that is watching over and sees everything that you're doing, they can be trusted to overcome, you know, when the desire gets strong. But if you just think that that everything in the world is based on teva, that it's just run, and even perhaps there was a God way back when who created it, but now is no longer involved, the minute that you're going to see someone pretty, and your desires get strong, you're not going to be able to overcome your yetzahara, and you'll kill that person that's getting in the way of what your desires want. And therefore, a seichel and manners and nice philosophical ideas are not enough to stand up to the strong tides of the taiva. And at first glance, we normally think when we read the story that what? Ah, the people of Gror are sinners, right? They were bad, they were immoral, they wouldn't be able to control themselves when they see such a beautiful woman. And therefore, Avraham says, she's my sister. You know, he didn't want to, you know, make a situation that they would kill him to take her. But the Malbim is saying, no, that's not what Avraham is saying here. Avraham is saying that what? The people of Gur had fine midos. They had fine character traits. They were involved in stucca and mishpat. Their only shortcoming was what? The fact that they lacked Yiras Hashem. They had all the positive attributes. But it doesn't matter. With this shortcoming of lacking, of this chisaron of Yiras Hashem, Yiras Elokim, there's the fear of Vayahrguni al Devar Ishti. And it is therefore that Avram says, Rak ein Yiras Elokim. Rak. The only thing that's missing in such a place is fear of heaven. But fear of heaven is the basis. That's the starting point. Without it, all the other fine things make no difference. And that is how we can understand Avimelech's complaint to Avraham. This was the debate between Avraham and Avimelech. Avimelech knew that his people were special and that they possessed good midos, and therefore, clearly, a group that possesses fine midos would never do such a bad thing to kill Avraham, right? But Avraham disagreed. He said, no, without Yiras Elokim, all the good midos in the world cannot save a person from the strength of his desires. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yimkom Damo, gave a drasha on this topic in Berlin in the years preceding World War II. He said that Avram saw in Gur a lot of nice things, progressive thinking, culture, art, etc. There was one thing missing, and that was Yiras Elokim. And without it, all of the milas are worthless, and one must suspect Vayaharguni, maybe the Harguni, maybe they will come and kill me. And this is actually exactly what the Malbim said. In Rav Elchanan's words, he alluded to Germany, the country that had many great attributes, but completely lacked Yiras Elokim. Not much time passed before the truth of Rav Elchanan's words were revealed, as he was tragically killed in the Holocaust. Sefer Koheles ends with the following pasuk: Sof davar hakol nishma, es halokim yirav, yes misvo sav shmor, ki zeh kol ha'adam. In the end of the day, what's the bottom line? Hakol nishma, everything's heard. Es halokim yira, fear God, v'yas mitzvot sav shmor, and keep his mitzvot. Ki zeh kol ha'adam. Because this is the essence of man. This is everything. The value of man is completely dependent on his yira shamayim. Without it, he is simply an animal, a bal chayim, in the image of the man. Yiras Hashem must be first, and it must guide man's behavior. And so, Avraham's name of Yira, representing the Bein Adam Makom, representing the Yira Shamayim, comes first. It comes before Shem's name of Shalem, of the representing the Bein Adam Machaveiro. And I think that really it's this point that Shem, that it was on this point that Shem made a grave mistake. After Shem gives Avraham bread and water, Shem blesses him, and he says, Baruch Avraham le'el yon komeh shamayim va'aretz, u'baruch el yon asher magein sarecha biyadecha, right? He says, blessed are you, Avraham, and blessed are you, Hashem. The Gemara in Adarim there on Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, says, Amar Rabbi Zecharia, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, b'keish HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehotzi hakuna misham, shenemar v'hu kohen v'gomer, u'b'shvil shektim birkas eved l'kono, shenemar, baruch Avraham v'gomer, u'baruch el ayo natla mizaro, v'natna la'avram avinu alav hashalam, shenemar, atak kohen la'olam al dvarsi malki tzedek. It was, in this place, Shem made a grave mistake. What did he do? He blessed Avraham before he blessed Hashem, and therefore what? He lost the kahuna. At that point, Shem was the Kohen, La'el Elyon, right? And it was on this that what? It was switched over to Avram, like the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ata Kohen La'olam, Al Devarsi Malki Tzedek. Shem cared tremendously for his fellow man. He spent a large amount of time caring for the animals and people on the Teva. After Avram fought a war and was tired, he went to bring him food. Not only that, but he blessed him. What he didn't realize was that Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is not enough. It must always be steeped in Bein Adam L'Makom, in Yiras Hashem. Hashem must come first, which he failed to do in his blessing. It is therefore Hashem says Avraham is going to be the Kohen. He says, Ata Kohen La'olam, Al Dvarasi Malki Tzedek. You are going to be the Kohen now. Al Dvarasi, but remember, your rule, which is one of Tzedek, Malki Tzedek, must be Al Dvarasi. based on God's word. In order for tzedek to last, in order for there to be righteousness, it can't be just what's polite or what seems nice or what's the mannerly thing to do. It must be that what? That is God's world, the word. This is how to make tzedek strong and to make it last. So when we constantly think about Yerushalayim and we daven for the city to be rebuilt, let's remember the lesson contained within the city's name, that we should always aspire to shlemus, to completion, shalem, wholeness. But remember that if we don't get there yet, Hashem Yira'eh, He will have rachamim and wait for us to get there. And that we must work on our bein adam l'chaveiro and our interaction with our fellow man and with the world. But remember that it always has to be steeped in and influenced by the Yira, by the bein adam l'makom. And then Emir Tashem will reconnect the Yerushalayim Shelmala with the Yerushalayim Shelmata permanently changing its name from Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim with the final Geulah.